Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We're going to consider a test in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. 2 Timothy 2:20. Scripture says, "But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor." Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 9, verse 21. Romans 9:21, it says, "Has not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor?" Praise the Lord. We are talking about peculiar people, part 4. Peculiar people, part 4. Please take your seats. This message is very important because it gives us an opportunity to learn of who we are in Christ. And who you are, who I am in Christ, is the most powerful spiritual variable for our success here on earth. Until you know who you are, what is due you might not come to you. When you know who you are, you walk in the power of who you have been made. You will rob yourself of divine opportunities and privileges when you are ignorant of who you are. It's important to understand that in the kingdom, a proper perspective of knowledge, or what we call truth, is what is required not only for your freedom, but also for your power and your prosperity. Scriptures talks about they that know their God, they shall work strong and they shall do exploit. He said, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." God's people, they perish because they don't know. When you know, you give yourself a chance. John says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Praise the Lord. Jesus said, "I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life." You cannot miss your road when you know the truth. You won't miss your way when you know the truth. And you won't miss what is yours when you know the truth. In fact, what is yours will not be sold to you when you know the truth that is being freely given to you to enjoy. And the scripture says, it's giving us all things freely to what? Enjoy. Say, "Enjoyment is my portion." So, all the potentials we have in Christ, we will not be able to harness them until we know how peculiar we are as a people. And we are a peculiar people because He has saved us and sanctified us unto Himself. And one of the things He has sanctified us unto Himself for us to function in is to be in fellowship with Him. Praise the Lord. As peculiar people, according to the book of 1 Peter 2:9, it says that we will now show forth His praise for saving us from darkness into light. So that's one thing, that we show forth His praise. But again, He saved us to be in fellowship with us. That's why it's important for you to know that you are not just an ordinary person. Because now, one of your key purposes for existence is that you are communing with the Spirit. And to commune with the Spirit and do it well, you need to know who you are. You need to know how to preserve your vessel, how to function, the kind of perspective you should have to be able to become what God wants you to become. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I believe strongly that somebody will not leave this place the same again. When you see that any man of God is powerful, it's just because they know who they are in Christ. You see, any Christian is powerful doing exploit is because they know who they are in Christ. We are peculiar people. We are not ordinary people. We are not just part of a population. Or we are not just part of a generation. In that Peter, it says that you are a chosen generation. So we are not just part of a generation. We are a chosen generation, a qualified generation, a customized generation. We are not just priests. We are a royal priesthood. We are not just a nation. We are a holy nation within a nation. And we are a peculiar people. Say, I'm peculiar. Can't hear you. Say, I'm peculiar. Somebody looked at you and said, you are not beautiful. But that person is a lie. Say, I'm peculiar. I'm a peculiar person. I'm a peculiar person. Praise the Lord. Very unique person. Scriptures we read makes us understand that there are two dynamics, or even more. But I'll mention two now, because there's another one in Thessalonians that I didn't even bother to read about. The fact that you should know how to sanctify or preserve your vessel. So, but that is within your realm. But what is within the realm of God is what I want to point out to you. That first of all, the Lord in Romans 9:21 uses the work of the potter as a metaphor to represent himself. And in doing that, he said, has not the potter power over the day? And of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another vessel unto dishonor. So the potter, who is someone who is skilled in the use of clay, in making different earthenware, says that the potter has power over the day. And he also has power over the lump of clay, to determine how he wants to use the lump of clay. And he makes one vessel unto honor and another vessel unto dishonor. It's the power of the potter to determine the kind of vessel he wants to make. Praise the Lord. So you see that some vessels or vase, you see that the price, some people cannot go near. And then some too are made so that it will be for the masses. But all of that is based on the decision of the potter to make one a high-end product and the other a very cheap product for many people to be able to assess it. He said the power lies with the potter. And God also has the power as the potter to determine not just the vessel that comes out, but the shape of the vessel he wants to make. Praise the Lord. When I was in JSS, when some of you were doing French, I was doing pottery. My school used to do pottery. I wrote my exam, my BEC. I wrote part of it in pottery. I never did French. We used to go to the potter's house in Addis Adel College. There was a kiln there, and there was a potter there. You go and see the potter throwing the clay. The thrower will be turning around and the potter will be throwing the clay, just mixing the clay, making different shapes out of it. And then they would dry it and then go and bake it in the kiln. And so you see that the potter has total control over the clay. Clay has no say at all. Praise the Lord. And if you know what it takes for clay to go into the kiln and come out without a crack or unbroken, you will respect the scripture. Because there are different processes. There is the wedging process, there is the kneading process, there is the throwing process. All of them have got different reasons why, you know, those processes are engaged. When a clay is being prepared, thrown for production, they have to knead it, that's like pound it, yeah? And then there is also the wedging. They have a wire. They used to wedge it so that there will not be any foreign material in the clay. If there is a foreign material in the clay, when it's, sometimes it can crack whilst it's drying up. and they dry it up a bit before they bake it. Are you here? And so if there's a foreign material in it, like maybe say a glass, a broken glass, when it's in the kiln, which is the furnace, the temperature at which they burn the clay, they bake the clay, that pot will not survive. It will break because an impurity is in there. A foreign material is in there. So they prepare the clay in such a way that it will be fit for baking. Praise the Lord. Are you here at all? That's what Christ did. As aliens who had wicked works, he took us to the cross, took away every sin out of us, and made us vessels of honor fit for his use. So when you are saved as a Christian, you are saved without one blemish of a sin, without any foreign material in you. You can go through every kind of fire and survive because of what Christ has done for you. And all that, because, I mean, there is good clay, there is bad clay. But the real point is who prepares the clay for the baking. Praise the Lord. So if the potter doesn't have good skill, good clay may not survive the fire. But if the potter has good skill, even a bad clay can be used for something great. So in redemption, you and I have received from the very nature and person, or if you like, the blessing within Christ is made it available to us, so that we that are crackable, breakable, we who are unholy, full of reproach, people who are nobodies, through the blood of his cross, he has sanctified us and made us people fit for fellowship with him. Praise the Lord. That's why he's saying that he has the power to make a vessel unto honor. Say, I'm a vessel of honor. Say, I'm a peculiar person. I'm a peculiar person. Tell someone, clay is not clay. So that's what you have to know. Clay is not clay. Yeah, you are peculiar because he took you. He mined you. Do you know we mine clay in Ghana? You don't know? Clay, you think it's only gold we mine, eh? There's a whole law about clay mining in Ghana. You go to Western region, you know. What do you think they used to make the tiles? It's clay mining. Yeah, you go to communities. They are one of their good income for the community is because they have clay. They mine clay. They go and deposit it with the different... In the Western region, for instance, you go there, a lot of Chinese companies making tiles, making blah, blah, blah. It's a lot of clay mining in Western region and for the production of tiles and all of that. Praise the Lord. So clay is not clay. And they'll tell you, we don't like this clay, we like this clay. May you, there's no good clay when it comes to spiritual sense. The clay that is good is the clay that the potter has treated. Praise the Lord. Is the clay that or what? So no good person on the earth until you meet Christ. When you meet Christ, he makes you a vessel of honor. Say, I'm a vessel of honor. No more dishonor. And so we know that you used to commit abortions when you were not in Christ. But in Christ, you are now a vessel of honor. Very virtuous, not virgin, virtuous. Virtuous woman. Yes, you're a new creature. Praise the Lord. All things are passed away because the potter has taken time to take all the different debris of grass and stones and all these things that will not make you pass. It's taking time to work on you. Praise the Lord. So there is now therefore no condemnation. And what did he make you? A vessel of what? Anna. Say, I'm peculiar. I can't hear you at all. Say, I'm a peculiar person. Peculiar person. Very peculiar. Nice, pa. So he said that this is the making. So there is a making. And then this, when you are made, you are put in a house. When you are made, you are what? Put in a house. That's what Timothy was showing us. 2 Timothy 2:20. He says that, but in a great house. there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth. And some are to honor, and some are to dishonor. Question I want to ask you is that, as a vessel in the house of Christ, not the church, in the kingdom of God, who do you think you are and what do you think you are? Because here, the vessel of honor is not the gold standard. It's not the silver standard. He said there are vessels that are gold, some that are silver, some that are wood, some that are earth, clay. Then he says that, and some are to honor and some are to dishonor. That means that there can be a vessel of gold that is to dishonor, and there can be a vessel of wood that is to honor. It depends on who you are, what you are in the house of the Lord, and the kind of identity you carry in Christ. Some are golden, but they are unto dishonor. Some are clay, but they are unto honor. It's beautiful. Whose house you find yourself is important. The house. I was telling you that the tomato in the Medina market, the price is different from the one in Accra Mall. Location, where you are placed, determines your value. Same tomato. May you be the mall tomato in Jesus' name. And have you found out that the tomato at the mall, they don't price it? The price tag is on it. Don't we can say, Madam Pachotisu, Mami. The price is there. Your price, your value, is determined by your location. It's a predetermination. Day that he predestined. Day that he foreknew. He predestined. He foreknew. Praise the Lord. So, when you are not in a proper house, anything at all can come and price you. But in a great house, the value is determined by the house and the owner of the house. Whose child are you? As a peculiar person, you are not peculiar because of your education. You are not peculiar because of the church you attend. You are peculiar because of the one who has chosen you, taking you out of darkness, brought you into light, to be in fellowship with you. In fact, in this life, your value increases dependent on your network and the people who are fellowshipping with you. Yeah, imagine the secretary in the president at the presidency and the secretary at Ecobank. They are not the same. Hello? One is fellowshipping with MD of Ecobank Ghana. Another is fraternizing with the president of the nation. It's not the same. Same certificate, but who you are dealing with is determining your value. I'm asking you, whose child are you? And whose house are you? If you are in a great house, it simply tells you that you are in the house of a great person. Because the house is never great until the person there is great. And when the person there is great and the house is great, then the things there can assume the value of the greatness of the person and the space. So now that you are in Christ, in the kingdom of light, you are supposed to, you have a chance of being a vessel of honor. Praise the Lord. That makes you peculiar. Other people in a house of the, in a non-great house, don't even have a chance at all. But you have a chance. And whether you be a vessel of honor or you not be a vessel of honor, sometimes a great man has given birth to you and you don't know your worth. Message is for you to know your worth. Brother, as we get deeper, sister, you will find out that you shouldn't allow a foolish man to marry you. And come and worry. Don't allow a foolish woman to marry you. And can't. Because you are a child of a great God. In a great house. Everything that comes out of you should be great because you're a peculiar person. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And you know that children of great people, mostly their marriage is made by the parent. Please, so I'm preaching, don't squeeze face. I'm preaching this thing. That's why sometimes you will bring a koboko, someone going nowhere, and your parent will say no. You see, poor people, normally poor parents don't have a say in the marriages of their children. But rich people, great people, I'm not saying poor people are not great, but at least by earthly calculation, forgive me for want of, better index for measure. When people have resources, they determine who marries their children. And you can't marry them in the corner. Okay, despite son, his wedding, whose cars did they use? Hello? Has the boy bought one car before? See the vintage cars they used there. The wedding was to the glory of the parent. Two of us. I'm saying that it's only poor people's children who do wedding on their own. Rich people's children is the parent that do the wedding. You see that the marriage that is happening, no? Because it's to their glory. Are you here at all? Yes, now. That's why you see his cast. That's why he's. Hey! May you enter that parental level in Jesus' name. That's why he says that you are a peculiar person to show forth his praise. That word, some of you didn't know that despite had all these tasks until at the wedding of the son. Was an opportunity to show forth the fleet of vintage cars. Yeah. You are a child. Whose child you are gives you value. You are not the child of a mere person. You are a child of a great God. That's why you are a peculiar person. A peculiar person. As we are here, some of the rich people in this country whose daughters or sons are not married, they are already planning how to make those marriages grand. Some of them even don't have a partner yet. You got it? You should take pride in the fact that I am a child of this great God called Jesus. Because the honor in this life, the honor you walk in, you have to assume it. It's not acquired. It's assumed. Praise the Lord. It's imputed to you. His honor becomes your honor. That's why he says, the Bible says that his God's family that is named after him. You are named after your father. Too powerful. They don't do maternity test though. They do what? Paternity test. You are receiving a nature that makes, even though there will be maternity inside that, they say, but what is popular is the paternity. Whose child are you? Ask somebody, whose child are you? Are you a child of God? There is a series I will be doing, Children of God. Yes. Children of God. Your power is in it. As many as received him, he gave them power. Say, little children, you have overcome. Greater is he that is in you. That's why, you see, somebody can be born today and he will be the ruler over adults who were born 5 decades ago just because of who gave birth to that person. Look at Prince Charles, King Charles, Prince Charles, Prince William. Because of who gave birth to them. Praise the Lord. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Some people are born with their names to properties and territories because of who gave birth to them. Now, what do you baby? Are you? And I should be yes, why are you? He has tried to move you from. Oh, Jesus, why are you dear Pia? Kenya. Jesus, tell someone, Jesus has tried. Jesus has tried, pa. Vessels of honor. You are a peculiar vessel. When you go into a great house, not every vessel is used to serve everyone. In fact, in a proper great house, you can't sit everywhere. There are seats, oh, even around the dining. Don't take your foolishness there. Because it's, as you see the seats there, some are reserved even till death to do them part. Even after death, crowd, you can't sit there. Some plates cannot be used to serve you. Some cups are reserved for the odogu of the house. I don't know. Am I preaching? Where do you come from? Ask somebody, where do you come from? It's like, where you come from, no?
No way.
There are cutlery sets you'll be forbidden from using because they belong to some people in the house. Hello? Are we going somewhere? So, all these cutlery sets, they belong to a set of model produced. But who purchases it determines the value that accrues to the cutlery set. So, my Miwache purchases it is to a chance. Obi here to meet the movie. But a classy wife purchases it for the home and it becomes the vessel for the important person of the house. This is what is making you peculiar. Who purchased you is making you peculiar. We are all born to the same parent, born to the same village, blah, blah, blah. Who has, you see, the tomato that came from let's say Ningo Pampram or Volta region, they have a lot of them. Okay, the watermelon from Ahim, some will land in Abobloshi, Medina Market. Then some will land, same size, same color inside, same farm, same taste. But who bought it and sent it where is determining the peculiarity of that watermelon. I'm just telling you that you sat in classrooms with people, but once you became born again, a very great man chose you to be part of himself. That ingratiation to be part of himself is making you a peculiar person. That's why from the time they landed where they landed, Medina Market watermelon cannot compare itself in price to the mall watermelon from the same farm. And obviously at the mall, you see, the mall itself is an eliminator to who picks you and where they pick you to. You ain't going to the mall with 100 Ghana. You got it. It will even come to your mind that if that is the akonhumasika omdiamawa, venture the mall. You will wake up at dawn to go to where the is even beyond wholesale price. This is production price. Where with 10 Ghana, you can get plenty. So you see that the appearing in the mall itself means that certain people will be cut from having access to you. Two of us. So you find out that when you were a Christian, even the devil knows that some things must not come near you. Demons must not come near you. It's an eliminator by rough tactics. Eliminator. So as they are flooding some of your family members, you know, because you are no longer in the open market, you are in the mall. And their money does not reach there. And you can't pay bribe into the blood of Jesus. So you see that that's why he says, you are seated with Christ far above principalities and what powers. At that level, the access point is not a general access point. Hello? Come on now. Are you sure you are here? Anybody can go to the mall, but not everyone will have the purchasing power to buy from the mall. Too many people will do window shopping and take pictures. It's for posing. Some witches and demons are just coming around. It's for posing. They can't do focal. Because they don't have the well with her. All this Dunsifua and fetish priests coming around, they don't have the key to open you. It's not been given. And a set is given to them from above. You're a peculiar person. Praise the Lord. Please, can you talk to somebody who doesn't believe what the pastor is preaching? That tell them that God told me to tell you that. You better believe this and that you are a peculiar person. And a foolish man or woman must not marry you. A demon must not have access to you. Poverty must not have access to you. Yes. Eh? Yeah. One woman gave me a pocket handkerchief. Poche. I'm still angry with the woman. I'm telling you.
I'm so angry with the word of God. The woman picked it from Harrods in UK and gave it to me as a gift. I said, Who sent you? This, as I'm preaching today, I don't have a Porsche. Have I died? How do you go and this thing? And I calculated in my head. The price. Because of baby Okofat, you know. Man, Marco, you can cause by the grace of God. I have not even thought of going to Harrods. Now, me talk back on what? Ghana economy, no economy. So, let me tell you, it's a different access point, it's a different purchasing power. Then, when you're a Christian and you don't know your value, you don't know your value. Recently, I was talking to a particular person. He's gotten an opportunity to produce for a high-end shop. So they came from abroad to come and talk to the person. And they said, we want you to do a line for us in the shop. And they told her that, by the way, the first thing you have to review is your price card, because your price card is useless. And in Ghana, that price card is very high. And they said that this one is baller. It has to be like 10 times or 20 times more because of where they are taking the matter. She said, Nipana yesikeni prekupre and once sambibia. The same thing the person is producing, it has just changed location or shop. That person has has had a quantum leap. They said that it's our price we would buy and fatah diana o yeno. Receive that grace in Jesus' mighty name. So you see that you come from this family of cursed people. Once Christ picks you to his own shop, value has changed. Value has what? Changed. And when you see them doing advert for product in Harrods, you think those products are nowhere. They are everywhere. They are everywhere. Even the news, the media house doing the advert. Eh? The camera they will use to shoot the advert. You see it, you will not think it is the same beats Olivia is wearing. You think that you think that it came from a different, it will even look different. When something is in the light and some other, the same thing is in darkness, they look different. Are you here at all? You forget even about quality. The impression light will give you and the impression darkness will give you. In fact, the impression that low light will give you and high light will give you are totally different. So when you are a Christian, you are really a peculiar person. Because even the marketer marketing your values. Can you imagine that? The Bible says that once you are a Christian, you are heirs of God. And angels have become your waiters. Can you imagine? You are not dealing with just human beings. Like in a restaurant, how you have men and women or ladies and gentlemen waiting on you, taking your orders. This time around, because of Christ, not only human beings are serving you, angels are serving you. Tell somebody you are a peculiar person. I don't know why you think Volta and Sentra. Tell somebody, I don't know why you think the way you think. You think Navrongo and Zolezo. Tell somebody you're a peculiar person. Very fine person. Powerful person. Because of the person in whose hand you are fallen. Praise the Lord. Is God talking to someone now? Whose hands are you? There's a shift though. Let it shift in here. You are in the hand of Jesus Christ. Your price is very high. It's above rubies. Praise the Lord. It's above gold. You are peculiar. You are a vessel that he is comfortable using. That's the highest standard of vessel you can ever conceive. There's a limited access to you because of who has decided to use you or fellowship with you. I want to push this thing small. Can I push small? Small pushing. The value to your life is also in who wants to do what for you. If a great man wants to do something for you, your doubts are minimal. Yes, say. Which one do you want? That's why in the kingdom, you receive the promises by faith, not by prayer. It's by faith. Prayer is part of the faith, but you first receive it. You are registered into the promise by faith, not by prayer.
Hebrews 6:12. I should think so.
Look at that. It says that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through what? One. And what? Inherit what? The promise. Faith and what? Faith. And because you are a peculiar person, once you have faith for the promise from the promiser, the rest is patience, knowing that the one who has promised me is not poor. That you look at the first of all, I'm mixing it up, but he's not poor. That you are looking at their resource base, two of us. Then you look at their nature. What do you look at? Their character. If they are liars, regardless of their resources, you can't trust in it. But if the person has a nature that person is not a liar, then no matter the quantum that is promised you, it shall be delivered. I'm feeling the preaching. So this Lord that has chosen you to be part of himself, who is he? I think we should explore that one, and then we can close and go and find some fufu somewhere and eat. Clap your hands for Jesus. It will work. You have a promiser, or the one who has given you a promise. You have the promise, and we want to consider what's going to happen to you as a peculiar person. So in that Hebrews chapter 6 we read, verse number 12, it says that we inherit the promise based on faith and what? Patience. That means that it doesn't matter how long it takes, it's going to happen. So what you need is the patience to wait. That's why one of the fruit of the Spirit is what? Patience, if you like, call it long suffering. Because it will happen. As a peculiar person, you don't say that, oh, it's like my worry and I'm worried. If it's a promise on the table, what you need is faith to receive and patience to wait to collect. Faith to register it, patience to collect it. Many will have faith to register it, but will lack the patience to collect it. Because patience deals with time. That's why he's talking to you in Philippians that be anxious for nothing. Because when you are anxious, you lose your timing. You can just lose your time. You can just leave just at the time. He told King Saul. He said, Saul, the time your kingdom would have been established. When you are betrayed. And ukoshe shrine, say, ukoshe nyamia jini was shrine. Can you imagine? And like I've been preaching now, some of us are consulting occult practitioners to know the mind of God. Because our area na che, contract na che, eduma na che, you are consulting. You see, it's not every akwanjire that is akwanjire from the Holy Ghost though. If you are a peculiar person, you have to know that you are not burning incense to pray to God. It doesn't matter how powerful the man of God looks. Why you are? Why forgive? Look at someone say forgive. And tell the person by say, have you seen that because the message is powerful, you are trying to sleep? Who is that trying to take a siesta when it's not even 12 noon? Patience. Verse 13, look at that. We're going all the way to, boy. 13 says, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. God made a promise to Abraham. He was looking for something greater than himself to swear. You know, he didn't get, so he swore by himself. And 14 says that, and this is how he swore. He says, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. I want to show you the character of the God who has promised us. 15. So this is the promise. I will bless you. I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. How did he obtain the promise? I can't hear you. He patient. Tell somebody that you need the patience of the Spirit. In fact, tell the person that the real reason why you came here today is to receive the doses of spiritual patience. To know that what God has said, he will do it. But you have to wait for it and collect it. As for the delivery man, he's on the way coming. If you are not careful, you will leave the address that you provided. Because you couldn't wait. And he will come and stand there. There will not be any collection. Because you were not patient enough. An impatient Christian loses on the promise. God says, I've made you the head and not the tail. You obtain. Abraham endured patiently and he obtained. He didn't have a child. God kept saying, I'll give you a child. Every year, God told him, the year ended, he didn't see a child. Because reality to man is not reality to God. When God said, I've given you the child, he was seeing what he had given. It was for man to rise to God's realm to see exactly what God was seeing. And when God said, a year by this time, you go into the Bible and check the calculation of a year by this time by God. Say one day before God is like 1,000 years. Like, like is man's realm. So, when you say a year by this time, forget that your calendar. Just be ready to wait and be active all your life until the time it shows up for you. Clap your hands and bless God. It's too powerful. He patiently endured. Why do you need patience to receive the promise as a peculiar person? One, because you understand that the great man bought the mug not to put on the shelf. He bought the mug to use the shelf. And the more useful you are, the more valuable you are. And if he never wanted, you will find out that most rich people, They don't buy things they don't want to use. As me. Sometimes I go to a shop, I buy the shirt, I change my shirt. Where is it? Many people who are planning for me to die to inherit me. Kai, you are lying. Most of the things I would have used before putting it down. You are joking. How about Kwasiano? Or toy and crowd and share. Share. I have one. A pastor's wife in UK like that. I like her beer. She will go to the shop, buy the shoe. She will take the old one, put it in the bag, wear the new one. Na nukunu nini? Nukunu se manin to turn your mouth, turn your mouth do. Enti no turn your mouth, but nukunu nini because or the old one is back. No, I say new one. No, but not this year. So enti nukunu nini say oh yeah, you know, ni fear ni chain boutique. If you don't have patience with your faith, you will destroy yourself. So, because people of faith who do not embrace the patience of the Spirit either will run ahead of the Spirit or will give up when the Spirit wants them to be alive. That is why the patience, dear, is a fruit of the Spirit. You have to bear it and bear it and bear it and bear it. And the more patience you bear with the Spirit, the better your chances of obtaining the promise. Because when God says it, it's as good as done. It's done. What is written is written.